This is the Paula Gordon Show. Bill Russell and I are delighted to be with Haynes Johnson. You kind of blew by the two Americas. It is important to me to go back and say, in the context of you talking in the Age of Anxiety about McCarthyism to terrorism, that this business of the two Americas on the economic level, that we have a larger and larger divide, that those that have are getting more and more, and those that have not are becoming more and more, isn't that also part of this story?
Yes, absolutely, and it's part of the failure of the press and the politicians. I mean, I can't tell you. I spent my life writing about civil rights and poverty and traveling around and covered wars, too. But the idea that this is somehow a new revelation to Americans, and the reason that's so, we don't want to listen or look at it, and it exists all around us, and it's always been there. Go back and read the Kerner Commission report in the 1960s on the two Americas that existed, half poor and rich, and the divide is greater today. It's enormously so. And the failure of the press is not just to challenge the authority, but to report on the life that is around us. That's what you're supposed to do, to help people understand where the country is, how people are living, what the problems are, and help them understand it. You don't ride a white horse and solve the problems, but at least you should be looking at it on a regular basis. And we didn't do that. We don't even look at the way government works. We don't look at how the legislatures work in our country. We don't cover the governor's office as well. We focus on the president and those spin doctors' things. I mean, I just think that's not adequate.
You'll remember who it was that said it is the role of the media to comfort the afflicted and afflict the comfortable. And that just seems to have gone away.
That is the best definition of what I believe in, is the role of the American media. And not just the American, that's what the role of an independent voices who look at any society should be, to challenge authority, but also remember you have a responsibility to look at those who are afflicted and not to support those who are powerful. And I think that's what we should be doing. That's the reason we exist. That's the reason we were given this unlimited power to be wrong, the right to dissent, the right to challenge, right, all those things. The Bill of Rights, Congress shall make no law, abridging freedom of the press. That's what it means. That's why it's there. That out of this examination, out of this, and it could be hard, it'd be unpopular, that's even more valuable to do it.
The problem with a democracy is it requires a level of responsibility that's more damn trouble than most people seem to want to exercise.
Yeah, and we do it going back to this idea of fear. When fear clouds hang over us, it's very easy to be exploited. And that's, again, going back to the McCarthy period and throughout our history. These things have kept recycling themselves, and they become more invidious, it seems to me, because there's sort of a stepping back from the responsibility to challenge.
Back to my national anthem. This country has the potential of greatness, and at the moment doesn't look very great. And sometimes I wonder about, shouldn't we be saying that rather than rah-rah how great we are, to say, you know, we could be, and we have that potential, and look at this wonderful country with all of these resources and all of these people and this wonderful legacy of ideas, and let us have that vision and move toward it rather than being stuck in a present that has yet to really fulfill that which we might be.
Paula, I am so hungry to hear political leaders, whatever they come, wherever they come from, stand up and begin challenging and saying that we're better than this. That the whole idea of this experiment in American, and it is an experiment, nobody ever guaranteed it was going to work. In fact, many people said it couldn't work.
They didn't expect it.
Washington
would have been shocked that we're still here.
And Adams said it won't last and so forth. So, I mean, but that's what the experiment's all about. And if you don't have that independent voice, a critical cast of mind, a willingness to dissent, to go against power and authority, to raise questions, and you may be wrong, but you have that obligation to do that. You hope that you're correct. You hope you shine lights into dark places. That's what it's all about.
People say to me, Paula, why are you always asking questions? And I invariably say, well, isn't that what I'm supposed to do?
That's what Americans are supposed to do, I believe, and that's what all of the elements of our institutions of society are supposed to do. And it's not that we don't do it. There are examples that we've had the corruption on Wall Street and there are these indictments, but there is, a miasma. And so much else is going on that people say, oh, I can't fight that. You can't fight City Hall. It's too powerful, or I'm too wrapped up in what I'm doing. We got to shock ourselves to say that's not adequate. It's not in our interest to do that.
Thank you for never, ever doing that, Haynes Johnson.
Well, thank you, Paul and Bill. A really wonderful conversation. Thanks for having me.
Haynes Johnson's book, The Age of Anxiety, From McCarthyism to Terrorism, is a must-read to understand America's current reality, which, of course, has consequences for the entire world. As always, we thank Mr. Johnson for his courage as a reporter and his wisdom as a guide. Now we thank him for sharing both with us. I'm Paula Gordon. I wish you well.